First of all, session is pretty much over, but if I remember right, there were a few disappointments in this session you wish could have happened or happened differently.
Yeah, I would say there are a couple things that I would have really liked to see go differently. Probably the most important one to me would be accepting those federal Medicaid funds. That's billions of dollars that Wisconsin taxpayers have paid into the federal government. We refuse to take them back because of all the controversy around the Affordable Care Act. But it is now clear that that is here to stay. So I really think it would be a great move for our state if we would accept those federal funds. That would mean an extra 10,000 jobs in healthcare, a $100 million surplus, and we did just kick 77,000 people off of BadgerCare on April 1st across the state of Wisconsin. And those people are going to need help somehow. They're going to end up in emergency care. They're going to end up driving up the cost of insurance for everybody else. So I'd like to see that we are working in a proactive way, being preventive, and using our resources wisely.
Let's say hypothetically the governor calls special session for the tax ID or the voter ID bill. Mm-hmm. Is this something that the Democrats may wish to introduce and try to get through in the same session?
Certainly, we have been strong proponents. We have a bill ready to go, saying that we accept the federal funds and move forward with this issue. We did already pull it to the floor, and it was voted down on a party line vote. So I'm not sure that we can do that again in the same session. I am hoping that we don't get called back for voter ID. We've already had a lot of restrictions on voting, and we do have one of the best rated voting systems across the entire nation. I'm disappointed also that we passed restrictions on voting in the weekends, that we made it harder for people in nursing homes to vote. And if we pass voter ID, that would just be another restriction to voting. Certainly, I would like to see it go the other way. We're encouraging and welcoming more civic discussion, more engagement, and finding ways to make it easier for people to vote so that we hear all voices.
Now session is out, campaign season is in. I hear you have an announcement to make.
Yes, I will be running again and hope to hold my seat for the 85th Assembly District.
Next time around, what's the big priority as far as the next session in your mind?
That's a great question. It really depends on the makeup of the houses. For this past session, we have been working very hard on advocating on issues that we think are important, but being deep in the minority, that is somewhat what we're relegated to. If we win the governorship or if the Senate is Democratic instead of Republican, you'll see a lot more free flow of ideas. You'll see Democrats really advocating for issues because we know we have a better shot at passing them.
Anything you want to add?
I really like representing the 85th Assembly District. So it's been a huge learning curve this first session. I really enjoy getting out and talking to different people in the community. I really like talking to all sides and looking for those compromises that people want so much.
Well, as you look back on that freshman term, was it what you expected it to be when you left teaching to go into politics?
That's a great question. People ask me that all the time. And I would say that I didn't really know what to expect. I was so focused. First of all, I hadn't really thought about politics a whole lot, certainly not myself actually running for office. And then I realized that there was this opportunity because it was an open seat, and it was something I wanted to do. And once I made that decision, I was so committed to the campaign, it was hard to think beyond. I kind of liken it to having my first child. I was so focused on the birth, and then all of a sudden I had a child, and I had to figure out what to do with that. So it's been a great experience. There have been some real surprises. Some things that I expected as well, but I think it's kind of nice that I'm going into it so fresh because everything is a pleasant surprise.